Rachel Denberg keeps a close watch on Chechnya for Human Rights Watch. Now, Rachel, you were in Chechnya for one of the most intense phases of the war in the 90s. Much of Chechnya was destroyed. How much has been rebuilt?
Actually, there's been an awful lot of reconstruction activity in Chechnya, well, particularly in Grozny, and the city is pretty much unrecognizable from what it was at the end of 1999 when the war was in its most active phase. So there's been quite a lot of physical reconstruction. Mosques, markets, new apartment buildings, all of that, roads.
And what about the people in Chechnya? I mean, what's life like for them on a daily basis today?
I think the people are preoccupied with the things that most people in the world are preoccupied with, or getting on with their lives. I think that many people in Chechnya are also quite eager for justice for the human rights violations that were visited upon them and their families during the Chechnya war and in the wake of it.
And what is the chance that they will see some kind of justice for those abuses?
I think that there is a chance, mostly because the European Court of Human Rights has been increasingly adjudicating cases in favor of victims of human rights abuses. And here we're talking about violations by Russia's federal troops, cases of disappearances, torture, extrajudicial executions, things like that. So far, the European Court of Human Rights has ruled on more than 80 cases, all of them in favor of the victims. So there's this legacy. I mean, the official counterterrorism operations are over, but there is this legacy still of abuse that needs to be addressed, a legacy of injustice that needs to be corrected. And moreover, I think that there are new violations of new human rights violations that need to be dealt with. I mean, don't get me wrong. The end of counterterrorism operations has a profound meaning for people in Chechnya today, a profound symbolic meaning that this armed conflict is truly over. But there is still this shadow of injustice that remains, and there are still human rights violations that need to be addressed now. And now that there is no more counterterrorism operation, there is no excuse why there can't be full justice for the abuses of the past and an end to impunity for abuses that take place today.
Yeah, you mentioned the continuing human rights abuses in Chechnya. What does that mean?
Well, it means that there are still cases where law enforcement, not federal law enforcement, but law enforcement and security detail under the Chechen government that's headed by Ramzan Kadyrov, have been implicated in secret detention, unlawful detention, abuse in custody, physical abuse, and things like that. A pattern that we've been documenting also has been a pattern whereby people whose relatives are accused or suspected of being part of the insurgency, you know, the men off in the mountains, that there have been a whole rash of house burnings. These people's homes have been burned. The pattern is very, very striking. You know, it's a very consistent pattern in terms of the kinds of people who do the house burnings, the kinds of movements that they make, what they do, what they say. It's a very, very striking pattern that hits, you know, relatives of suspected insurgents or acknowledged insurgents. So it seems quite clear that these people are targeted both in order to pressure their relatives to end their involvement with the insurgency and sort of come out of the mountains, and also to send a very strong signal to the community that this is what happens to the family members of insurgents.
What do your researchers tell you about the people's hopes, the Chechens' hopes for the future in Chechnya?
I think that people want to live peaceful, normal lives. I think they want to live with the notion that they won't be subjected to arbitrariness, that the arbitrariness that happened in the past won't go unanswered. I genuinely think that they are hungry for justice.
Rachel Denberg is Deputy Director of the Europe and Central Asia Division at Human Rights Watch. Thank you for your time.
Thank you.